Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, going to give you a few news and notes of the day, plus talk about rookie quarterbacks versus veteran quarterbacks and who should get the start, plus your calls and texts will close out the show. It's all coming up on a very busy Friday, January 27th, 2023.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
Your win is a Raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms. That includes YouTube. Thanks to my man Ari. Does a great job each and every day making sure we're up on YouTube, sounding good on YouTube, looking good on YouTube. And let me tell you, Raider Nation, let me go ahead and take a sidestep real quick. Ari is a tough nut to crack. Let's put it like that. The dude is on me tough. If it's not right, he's going to say, hey, Q, I'm going to need you to run it back. I'm like, Ari, I'm running late for work. Q, I'm going to need you running back. If we're going to be up on YouTube, you got to do it right. And so he's on me tough. So if you have any suggestions, anything that you want to see us do, hear us do, whatever the case may be, you think something could improve the show, just let us know. Ari will take care of it. Again, you can find him on Twitter. At Ari Produces. Today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. Plenty to get to on today's show here in segment number one, news and notes of the day. Kind of just want to scatter shoot across the league, right? The first one I thought was pretty cool. The 33rdteam.com, they actually sent me a direct message on Twitter and sent me this audio from Max Crosby talking about Patrick Mahomes, and it was about their week five matchup in Kansas City. Remember, that's the game that the Raiders almost won, and Max Crosby really was having his way, doing the damn thing. Nobody could stop him, right? The offensive line had no answer for Max Crosby week five. That really was a game the Raiders should have won, but him and Patrick Mahomes got into it multiple times. They butted heads. Patrick Mahomes walked to the sideline talking trash. Max Crosby got under his skin, which is great because as good of a player he is, I also like to know that he's an agitator. I also want, you know, I like that other teams know that he's a guy that not only do they have to worry about blocking him, but they also have to worry about, you know, just him talking all that trash and them just realizing, like, this dude, he doesn't pull any punches. Like, he's trying to bring it. So the sound that they sent me, I thought was really cool. So here it is. Check it out. The 33rdteam.com sent this to me. It's just Max Crosby talking about that week five matchup with Patrick Mahomes and how they were getting after it.
During this game, I was messing with him a little bit, pushing him on the shoulder, like after the ball was gone, just trying to mess with him to see how he would react. And he started getting irritated. He bumped me, and I'm like, what's up? And I walked right up to him, and he started walking at me. So my immediate, just natural human reaction, somebody's walking at me, I'm hitting first. So I headbutted him. He was, I feel like, thrown off a little bit. He, you know, there's all the memes. I'm here. That was what that came from. We were chopping it up and talking. That's just a part of the game because we have that mutual respect for each other.
So there you go right there. I thought that was some good stuff. And you hear the mutual respect that Max Crosby's talking about he has for Patrick Mahomes. And remember, Max Crosby is a fourth-round draft pick, right? Patrick Mahomes is a first-round pick that Kansas City traded up from number 24 to number 10 to go get. So Max Crosby's earned his stripes, and he's not done yet. He's going to continue to grow. He's going to continue to earn respect across the league. All the lists and the teams that he didn't make this offseason, he's going to aim and gun for those teams this offseason. So it's a good thing, right? I feel like Max Crosby is on the trajectory that you want, and he's only going to continue to get bigger and better. So excited about that. Now, I also wanted to dip into the draft because we talk about the draft a lot, and we're not really talking about mock drafts and, you know, the seven rounds for the Raiders and who we think that they're going to take away and who's going to go at seven, who's going to go in round two, all that stuff. Not really talking about that right now. Remember, it's only late January. We'll worry about that after the Super Bowl and after free agency. Then we'll start really deep diving into the draft as far as mock drafts and who can go there, who's projected to go there. But on Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920, I had Damian Parson from the Draft Network. He's fantastic. We had about 20, 25-minute conversation, really good stuff, and we scattershot. We talked offensive linemen. We talked quarterbacks. We talked cornerbacks. We talked safeties. We talked linebackers. I mean, we just kind of went through a bunch of different players and just got his thoughts on it, just on how deep the classes were with certain, you know, certain players and certain positions. Thought it was some really good stuff, and he's going to be at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, so I'm definitely going to be able to catch up with him next week when he's there. But thought it was interesting. A lot of people hit me up about Stanford quarterback Tanner McKee and thinking, Q, he could be a guy that the Raiders might like a little bit later on. So the final question I asked Damian Parson on Thursday on my radio show was about Stanford quarterback Tanner McKee, and got a really good answer from him. And I just, you know, started off talking about what round did he think he was going to be available, and then you'll hear a follow-up as well. So here's Damian Parson from the Draft Network talking about Stanford quarterback Tanner McKee.
Man, I think he's going to be a day, at worst, at earliest day two. I think he'd probably be a third-round pick. Big guy, 6'6", you know, long, big arm. Like, he is one of the best arms in his class, man. He can rip it at all three levels. He's not mobile, though. So, you know, a team that wants to draft him, he's a pocket passer. He has some movement ability in the pocket, but he's not someone that you're going to run a ton of. He's not going to expand the playbook. He can't run his own read with him and, you know, all that type of stuff that teams want to run with the mobile quarterbacks now. He's not a guy that I would say is going to make a defense play 11 on 11. He has accuracy. When he's on, man, he can, like, you know, I think it was USC in 2021 was, like, probably one of the best games I've seen from him. And he was just precise, on time, on point, putting it into tight windows and man-to-man coverage. This year it was a little turbulent for him, a little rocky. And I think you just got to make sure with him, you build up the offensive line to protect him on the interior. But, you know, if you get him, you know, think about the Saints, a team that wants to run the ball and play action, you can go to some spread and do some quick game and things like that with him. You can find a path for success for this guy.
Could you see him as a Raider quarterback, knowing the kind of scheme that they want to run the rock and have some nice weapons on the outside?
Oh, 100%. With those weapons that they have, he's got the arm talent to push it downfield. The main thing with him is continually to develop the because he's kind of he's a fastball pitcher. He does not always have a changeup or a slider. Hey, he got to add those things, man. He was like, yo, I know you can put heat on it, but you got to pull the string. Let some of the air out of it. You put too much RPMs on it, and you don't give your guy the optimal chance downfield. So as he starts to develop that, I could see him working for a team like the Raiders with Josh McDaniels and Devontae Adams and those weapons that they have.
So there's Damian Parson right there talking about Tanner McKee, and I'm interested. You know, I'm interested to see if he's a later round pick, like maybe a third or a fourth round pick, or maybe even a late round second pick, a late second round pick, I should say. Even if he's that guy, that's okay. Right? I mean, that's a interesting little prospect right there. And maybe if he sits behind a veteran like a Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or other, you know, maybe he can learn the ropes of the NFL and then be ready to step right in. He sounds like he's got the traits. And obviously coming from Stanford, he's smart enough to get it done. Right? I had Charles Davis from CBS Sports on the radio show on Thursday as well. And I asked him about Tanner McKee, and he said, Q, I don't know a lot about him right now. I haven't done a lot of homework on him, but I'll tell you what, if he went to Stanford, he's no dummy. So he could pick it up. He's going to be smart enough to get it done. And so that was like, oh yeah, duh. I don't know what made me think that, you know, he wasn't smart enough to pick it up. He goes to Stanford, man. You ain't no dummy if you're going to Stanford. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Of course, we'll do a lot more deep diving when it comes to the NFL draft a little bit later. My final nugget I have for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast has to do with Nathaniel Hackett. He was hired as the Jets offensive coordinator. If you remember, he was the Broncos head coach. Obviously, it didn't work out. He got fired before the season was over. And I'll tell you right now, when the Broncos hired him, I 100% believe they thought they were getting Aaron Rodgers. And they didn't. They got Russell Wilson, which Russell Wilson's not a bad quarterback, but he was not the guy that the Broncos thought he was going to be when they traded for him, and then they signed him to a long-term deal. I don't know if that's Nathaniel Hackett's fault or if just Russell Wilson's not that guy anymore. So now he gets a job as the offensive coordinator with the Jets. And you know what? I'll tell you right now. They hired him 100%, in my opinion, because they think that they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know they're going to put the full court press on to try to get him to force the Packers to trade him. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but I said it the other day. I've said it multiple times. I think the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Raiders are all teams that could be in line for Aaron Rodgers. But now that Nathaniel Hackett, and I say that in air quotes, Nathaniel Hackett is the offensive coordinator, maybe the Jets have the upper hand. Maybe they don't. We'll see sooner rather than later. We know they need a quarterback, and obviously Hackett, he's very familiar with. But we'll see what happens. he probably will stay in Green Bay. When it's all said and done, he'll probably stay a Packer, but until it's actually done, we don't know. But Nathaniel Hackett, I thought that was pretty interesting that he was hired as the offensive coordinator with the Jets, and I really 100% believe the only reason he was hired as the OC of the Jets is because they believe they can get one Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. So that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, news and notes of the day. Coming up in segment number two, going to talk about rookie quarterbacks versus veteran quarterbacks and when you should start that guy. What do I mean by that? Well, we'll talk about it in segment number two after I tell you about the title sponsor of the show, which is LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs right now and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications, all on one platform. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL and do it right now. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You're Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Really want to talk about starting a rookie quarterback versus starting a veteran quarterback. And I say this because the Raiders are picking at number seven. So I've been talking a lot about boosting up the defense and not reaching too high for that quarterback because you think he's the guy. Like, because the Raiders just don't have the team, in my opinion, where you're one guy away. You're that one quarterback away. But, you know, on the flip side of things is the argument of you want to have that quarterback and you want to have him on that rookie deal. So I threw out the scenario on Raider Nation Radio 920 on Thursday about, okay, just say the Raiders sit there at number seven and a quarterback that they believe is going to be that franchise guy falls to him at number seven. I mean, look, let's put it like this. If they pick a quarterback with their first overall pick, they think that he's going to be the franchise quarterback. There's no mistake in that. You don't pick a guy in the top 10 and think that he's going to be a glorified backup. You don't. If you get a guy at number seven where the Raiders sit right now, you believe he's going to be your quarterback of the future. So I threw it out there. If the Raiders go in that direction, how much of a problem would you have with starting him day one? And, you know, it's funny. There was a lot of mixed reviews on it. You know, when I talked to Charles Davis, again, I talked about that in segment number one. We had him on our radio show on Raider Nation Radio 920. He's from CBS Sports. He does NFL Network. I mean, he covers everything. And I asked him, I said, what's your philosophy? Because some people say you've got to let that guy sit behind a veteran and then learn. And others say, hey, just throw him in the fire and start him day one. And he said, Q, if you let him sit on the sideline, all you're doing is wasting his time. But the one thing about that is, unless you believe that your team is a team that could win immediately, right? And the best example, I guess, would be the Kansas City Chiefs when they had Alex Smith and they went and they traded up to go and get Patrick Mahomes because they knew that Patrick Mahomes could be a quarterback that could take them over the top from where Alex Smith was at. But they were already going to the playoffs each and every year with Alex Smith. So I said, okay, you know what? We're going to let Pat sit behind this guy, kind of learn the ropes a little bit. We're confident that we'll make it to the playoffs. And then, well, after that, Patrick Mahomes could take over. So he played one game his rookie year. And that's because the Chiefs already had the division already sewn up, right? So that's the one argument against starting a rookie. But I thought about it, you know, especially in Las Vegas, and I mentioned it before, you got to have star power. So if the Raiders somehow end up with a quarterback in the top 10, their number one pick at number seven, or maybe they move up to go get a guy. If they started that quarterback, how excited and pumped would the fan base be? And why I said that is because back in 2014, when Derek Carr got drafted in the second round, I was pumped because I knew that the quarterback carousel was terrible. And I kept thinking, like, man, the Raiders need to address the quarterback carousel and they need to go ahead and get that position solidified. I didn't know he was going to have a 9-year run. I didn't know what he was going to bring, but I thought he could be a guy. I remember before he ever got drafted, I told all my coworkers on ESPN Central Texas, I was like, yeah, I have no problem if the Raiders go and draft Derek Carr. That'd be cool. And my buddy Zach, who was a Texans fan, was like, I don't want the Texans to draft him because they don't have good history with Carr, obviously because of David Carr. And I was like, man, bump that, right? I think Derek's got a big arm. He could play. So when the Raiders drafted him in the second round, remember, he wasn't supposed to start. The only reason he started was because of that fourth game of the preseason against Seattle where they had their starters in there for about, 5 minutes, and Derek looked pretty good. He won the starting job in that fourth preseason game. And I know his first year was not good. They went 0-10, and then they finally won on that Thursday night football game against the Chiefs, that rainy night in Oakland. Latavius Murray went off. You know, he had a big game. Cee Moore and Khalil Mack, they were caught in the backfield, and Justin Tuck had to call timeout, or else the Raiders probably would have found a way to lose that game. But that was the first game they won. That was after going 0-10. They won on that Thursday night against the Chiefs. I remember exactly where I was watching that game. I was in Texas, and I was sitting there at Buffalo Wild Wings watching the game. I remember it like it was yesterday. So, obviously, his rookie year didn't go very well. But think about this. He's got weapons. If Devontae Adams didn't have any problem with a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young or a Will Levis, just say one of those three guys is who they select. If he said, hey, I don't have any problem with those guys throwing the ball to me, because, I feel like he did not want Jordan Love to throw passes to him while he was in Green Bay. That's why one of the main reasons he wanted to get out of Green Bay, obviously he wanted to be a Raider as well because that was his team growing up and he wanted to play with Derek Carr. So as long as Devontae didn't have any issues with that young rookie quarterback starting, could you imagine how much juice that might bring to the fan base? And on top of that, when you have weapons, think about it. You have Devontae Adams. If you have Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow, say neither one of those guys get traded out. You have Josh Jacobs. They're able to re-sign him. Bolster up the offensive line a little bit. I think a rookie quarterback would provide some juice. All the conversation is about Tom Brady. All the conversation is about Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy G. And look, I know Jimmy G has won a lot of games. I know Jimmy G's played in the Super Bowl. But to me, and maybe it's just me, Jimmy G is a lateral movement. Jimmy G is, if you're gonna go and get Jimmy G, you might as well keep Derek Carr. I know the win-loss record's not the same, but Derek Carr is very dependable. He's a guy that is going to be out there and available. He's not going to be injured. Hasn't missed hardly any time in his 9-year career, where Jimmy G's missed a bunch of games, right? He's missed like 40% of his games. He's always injured. He's got so many. He's had an ACL injury. He had an AC joint injury. He's had a foot injury multiple times. He's had a bunch of injuries. Where Derek Carr, he's been banged up and injured, but he plays, right? So I'm not a big fan of the Jimmy G move. I think I'd be highly disappointed if Jimmy G ends up being the starting quarterback for the Silver and Black. But, outside of that, you got Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Those are the veterans that I look at that, okay, maybe that's a possibility that, that the Raiders want to bring in. I might just go ahead and roll the dice and say, you know what? That's a pretty good team right there. Maybe they could win with that rookie quarterback. And I know that a lot of the conversation is, and people hit me up and was like, no, Josh McDaniels' system is too, complicated to win with the rookie right away. Well, remember when he was in New England with the Patriots, Mac Jones, he was a rookie. They went to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs with Mac Jones his rookie year. So maybe if he gets a guy that's fresh, out of college and he gets to get his hands on him, maybe he can mold him immediately. So really the question that I have, and I don't have the right answer. Like I said, if it's one of those guys, the big three out of C.J. Stroud, out of Bryce Young, out of Will Levis, I might just go ahead and roll the dice and say, you know what? Go ahead and throw the rookie in there. Let him get his licks in right now and build a team around him. Build that defense. Continue to build the offensive line. You have the weapons already. Maybe that's the direction to go in. And plus, on top of that, it'll give a little bit of juice and excitement to the fan base. A guy that folks are going to want to go to Allegiant Stadium and see. Oh, man, that's the quarterback of the future. Let's see what happens. I'll tell you this. When Derek Carr was a rookie, I was excited to see him go out there on the field. Because I was like, man, this is the best quarterback the Raiders have had in a long time. I think that they have a chance as long as he's on the field. I wouldn't mind when the defense gave up some points. Oh, that's cool. Raiders offense is going to get the ball back. Derek Carr is going to get the ball back. I was excited about that. Now, obviously, after a while, it wasn't the exact same. But at first, man, I'll tell you, I was pumped. Pretty pumped. So that might be a little bit of extra juice that Raider fans look at and say, yeah, I want to see what, C.J. Stroud could do. I want to see what Will Levis could do. I say Bryce Young last because I don't think he'll be available. I think he's going to go number 2 overall to the Texans. But that's just me. you know, and maybe it's someone else. Now, I know if you get a guy later on in, you know, like round two, round three, round four, you might, you know, pump your brakes a little bit. You know, Anthony Richardson, I don't think he's a guy that would be available to start right away. Obviously, Hendon Hooker is not going to be a guy that's going to be available to start right away. I mean, even a Tanner McKee is probably not a guy that's able to start right away. There's guys that you look at and you probably say, yeah, probably not. Just like I said about Jalen Hurts years ago. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know. I said about Jalen Hurts, he's not ready to start right away coming out of college. You let him sit behind Carr a couple years, then he'll be good to go. Obviously, that didn't happen. He went to Philadelphia, and the rest is history. But that's kind of the idea I have with him. But if you draft a guy in the top 10, you believe he's your franchise quarterback, he'd take you to the promised land. Why not let him get a little bit of burn a little bit early, right? Right away. Start him right away, especially if he goes into training camp preseason and looks pretty decent. If you have a rookie, you let him start. You have Jarrett Stidham, you sign him as the backup. You give him a nice bit of coin, you know, $15 million for 3 years. Let him sit behind the rookie. And if the rookie struggles, then go ahead and put Jarrett Stidham in because you know he knows the offense. I'm cool with that. And maybe like a Chase Garbers who's already on the roster. There you go. That's your three guys. If you don't want to go the Brady or Rodgers route. Rodgers is going to cost you draft capital. Brady, who knows how much money he's going to cost you. But if you don't want those guys, maybe it's smart to start a rookie. Again, it's just me scattershooting. And look, their guys might not be available when they pick at number seven. Think about that. All the guys that they might be looking at might already be gone by seven, so they have no option. They have to go with a veteran. We'll know a lot more about that as free agency. Once free agency hits, we'll know, okay, if they got Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, then the rookie's not starting. But if they don't, then there's a chance. Again, just something to think about. Just something that I want to go ahead and put in your ear hole and see, you know, see what you thought about that. So you could definitely hit us up at 707-654-4693. Your calls and texts are coming up in segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Before I get to that, though, I do want to tell you about FanDuel. And the championship games are coming. The AFC and NFC championship games are coming up this weekend. And, of course, we're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sports book in America, and that is FanDuel. If you're new to FanDuel, it's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Football fans, Raider Nation, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation, segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to get in your calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. Let's start off with Raider fan in Pat Country. He's calling to talk about Josh Jacobs and his current contract situation. Here he is, Raider fan in Pat Country.
Thank you. This is a first-time caller. I'm a Raiders fan from out in Patriots country. Just wanted to say I just listened to the podcast and heard us talking about Josh Jacobs and his upcoming contract. And I also saw a tweet the other day talking about how the Buffalo Bills are said to want to go all in on Jacobs. I mean, I want him to be a Raider for life if possible, but if they just can't work out a deal, I think the best possible route would be to tag him and ask for a king's ransom from Buffalo. Because, I mean, let's get real. Buffalo doesn't have too many holes. They could send a haul. And Zamir White looked pretty good. He had his moments, and he didn't get much burn, but you could see the potential there. Is he going to be Jacobs? Who knows? Can't say that right now, but I think getting as much as he possibly could for Jacobs, if he just will not work with us, or work with them, rather, not us, I think the best possible scenario is ask for a king transfer from Buffalo and get maybe a first-round back warmer, if not a handful of second, third, or mid-rounders, and use that to build up the D. And as far as trading for Aaron Rodgers, I'm all in on that if they do it. I'd rather not give up too much draft capital, but if they could do a 7 and Waller for Rodgers or 7 and Renfro for Waller, I'd be all in on that too. All right, thanks, Q. Thanks for doing the podcast. And let's go, Raider Nation. Going to be a fun offseason.
Thank you for the call, my man. I do appreciate you as always. And, you know, I heard that theory thrown out there as well. I could be wrong about the situation, but I don't see any team. Honestly, I don't. As much as I like Josh Jacobs, I don't see any team giving up a king's ransom for a running back. And not Josh Jacobs, who's had one fantastic season and others that are like good, but not great, right? I mean, he's led the league in rushing one time, and that was a contract year. You have to be aware of contract years. Do I think he's fantastic? Yes. Do I think he's so valuable to the Raiders? Yes. Do I think he's valuable to the rest of the league? No. I think he's the most valuable to the silver and black. So someone might be willing to trade for him, but I don't think they're going to be willing to trade a king's ransom for him. So we'll see how it shakes out. He's most valuable, in my opinion, to the silver and black. But thank you for that call. I do appreciate you. It's good to hear from you. Next up, I got a text from Humboldt Raider. He said, let me start off by saying I'm a Waller fan. I own both a black and road white Waller jersey. Green Bay inquired about him for the Adams trade, and if he had to go to bring in Rodgers, I'd be okay with that. His health is consistently in question. He's not much of a blocker, and this upcoming draft is pretty deep at tight end. It would be the time to move on. That's from Humboldt Raider on the text line right there. And look, I like Waller a lot. I really do. His health is the number one question. I mean, the dude's ability is fantastic. I think he'd be a great weapon. I really want to see the weapons healthy. We never got a chance to see the weapons healthy in 2022. Waller was out there at a very limited amount of time. Renfro was out there for a very limited amount of time. Adams was out there all season long, but it wasn't with all the other guys. So I would love to see them all at the same time. It just didn't happen. So I'd love to see what they can do this year. Who knows if we're going to see it? Maybe Waller's gone. Maybe Renfro's gone. But who knows? But I know that when they're all out there and they're healthy, they could be a hell of an offensive powerhouse. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. But thank you so much for that text. I appreciate you. Next up, I got a call. I just got time for a couple more. Longtime Raider fan. He's calling in as a first-time caller to share his thoughts on the show and also talks about last Friday's show about my son, Kimani. Here he is, longtime Raider fan.
I just wanted to give a call, first-time caller, longtime Raider fan. Been following him since 76 when the Raiders played the Vikings, Super Bowl 12. I just want to call and say I appreciate your story about your son. Past Friday, heartfelt. I can't imagine, you know, things that go on with that, but I know your son will always be my parents from here on in. I recently had a heart attack like 10 months ago. My son introduced me to this podcast, which is really great for me after what I went through, but again, getting back to UQ, really appreciate your show. It means a lot listening to you. You get a good perspective of the Raiders, and it's not just about the game. It's about life, too. Really appreciate you so much. Thank you. And also, want to always share that me and your son have something in common. Funny, I went to a school called Roosevelt High, and we share the same birthday. My birthday is September 19th. He'll always be my thoughts from here on in. I always pray for him each and every night. Thank you, Q. Have a good day. Thanks. Go Raiders.
Thank you so much for the call, my man. I really appreciate you. And you know, the funny thing is that Kimani was born on September 19th, like you mentioned, and my other son, Keon Jr., went to Roosevelt High in Fresno. So he's 4 years younger than Kimani, but they were so similar, right, in their differences. Keon, who's at Western Oregon, plays basketball. He wears number 2. That was Kimani's number. And they have, like I said, so many similarities. They do the same thing, or they did the same thing, rock the same gear when it came to playing sports, basketball, football, wherever the case may be. It was crazy. But, you know, just to know that Kimani was born on September 19th, Keon went to Roosevelt High, you went to Roosevelt High, and then also had the birthday to September 19th. I mean, that's wild. So thank you for that call, my man. It's almost brought, almost made the hair on the back of my neck raise up a little bit just listening to that call. Good stuff. I definitely appreciate you. Next up, I got a text from T3 Raider Facts. Says, Q, on your Thursday podcast, you mentioned that Dave Ziegler does not have the benefit of the long leash that John Gruden had. Given that, there will be the pressure to come out of the gates quickly with wins, or it will be decision time. And here's the decision. If it falls down, is Mark Davis married to Ziegler enough to allow him to move forward without Josh McDaniels, or was this truly a package deal from the start? Ziegler is going to need some time, but how much time will he get? The first order of business, I believe, is to bring in a stud free agent along that defensive front, something that the Raiders haven't had in years. It's a starting point, at least. That's from T3 Raider Facts. And I think this, man, I think Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels, Champ Kelly, I think they're all a package deal. I really do. They came in together just like, you know, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan did in San Francisco. That's the goal. Bring them in together. Let them build together. Let them, you know, get better together. And that's what they did in San Francisco. I think that that's the blueprint. That's the goal that they have with the Raiders. But if they don't get it done this year, I really do believe, and maybe I'm wrong, I could be way off base. I do believe that if they don't get it done this year at a high level, show massive improvement off what they did in 2022, there won't be a year three with this staff. That's just me, though. I could be absolutely wrong. Like I said, I'm just scatter shooting. I'm just going off of what I believe. I'm just going off my gut feeling. And I tell you all the time, my gut feeling could either be my gut feeling or it could be gas. Sometimes it's gas, right? So we'll see. But I'll tell you right now, man, if they don't show major improvement, I think that Mark Davis is going to be angry and be ready to move on. But that, like I said, is just me. So we'll see. Final call for the show on today and also for the week. It's coming from Highlight Hendo. He's calling to talk about the Raiders and the failure to make the playoffs, plus his thoughts on the 2021 team. Then he talks about the quarterback position. Good call right here from Highlight Hendo to close things out.
Yo, what's up, Q? This is Highlight Hendo from Sacramento, California. Love the show, brother. Listen to it every day, first listen. Always wait for you to drop it somewhere around 1 a.m., 3 a.m., something like that. Love that. And just wanted to get to some of the comments about a rebuild. It's kind of obvious there's some sort of a rebuild going on. I mean, we got rid of Carr. And if we're looking at getting rid of Waller or Renfro, either one, those are some pretty big names for the Raiders. So kind of just leading into the 2021 season, that seems to be the up in arms for everybody. Like, just because we made it to the playoffs, we should have been, you know, another playoff contending team this season. And although that should be true, the defense wasn't able to get it done, as we all know. And a little bit of Carr and the play calling, there's so many variables coming up to the reason why. But ultimately, I just don't think that the 2021 team was capable of going farther than they actually went. If they were, they would have went there. But the Bengals took him out fair and square. So moving on to the quarterback situation, if it's a win now, obviously Brady or Rodgers, but Brady seems like he's sticking a little bit more to the East Coast. So the Dolphins, maybe he's going back to the Bucks. And Rodgers would be interesting. It's a lot of money. But either way, if you pick one of those veteran quarterbacks, it kind of frees up Ziegler and McDaniels job a little bit, at least, you know, in terms of bringing in other players, because both of those guys are going to have players that they want to bring in already. So, and like Adams wants, he wants a vet. He definitely would want Rodgers over Brady. And in terms of getting Rodgers, that would be a good opportunity to get rid of Waller or Renfro. Obviously, you're going to get more for Waller because he's got a higher value, but I feel like Renfro's just going to hold us back. He's not the same guy that he was, at least for us, in this new offensive scheme that McDaniels is running. So coming up to the draft, I think we should focus heavy on the defense. And so the draft and free agency should be mostly all defense and a little bit on that O-line, assuming that the veteran quarterbacks don't bring in their own guys. So. Yeah, I'm really interested to see what else is going to go on with this offseason, and I can't wait to tune in some more Locked On Raiders. Just win, baby.
Thank you so much for the call, my man. I appreciate you. Great stuff. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this offseason shakes out, right? Of course, you know, it's not even the offseason yet. The Super Bowl hasn't even been played. Once that's all wrapped up, especially once the Derek Carr situation gets resolved, February 15th, that's going to be the starting point for the Raiders. Then it's free agency, then it's the draft, and then it's going into the offseason, kind of looking at the roster like, okay, this is what it is. Let's see what happens. So that's how it's really going to shake out, you know, with the Raiders not playing. And it's one of those things. I feel like the offseason got started earlier than it needed to. So we got a lot of conversation, but until that February 15th date hits, we're not going to know a whole lot, or until we hear word that Derek Carr has been traded in, you know, principal, or maybe not, just flat out release. So there's that. As far as Waller and Renfro goes, I don't think that both guys get traded. I really don't. Maybe one gets traded at the most, but I don't expect both of them. Now, with that being said, I could end up being wrong. We can find out tomorrow, like, oh, both of these guys are out. I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know. So we'll see if one, both, who, whatever the case is going to be, who ends up back with the silver and black in 2023. But thank you so much for that call, Highlight Hendo. I do appreciate you. And that's all I got time for on today's show and the rest of the week. Go into the weekend, enjoy these championship games, AFC and NFC championship games. I think the Eagles are going to top the Niners, and I think the Bengals are going to top Kansas City. And so we'll talk about the Eagles and Bengals Super Bowl February 12th going on in Arizona, and excited about that. Of course, the radio station, Raider Nation Radio 920, we will be in Phoenix, Arizona at the Convention Center all week long on Radio Row. So we'll bring you a lot of that leading up to the big game on February 12th. So until Monday, Raider Nation, take care of yourself, take care of your family, love on your family. Most importantly, as always, just win, baby.